Nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Okay, Mexicans?
No.
Scandinavians? Canadians? Okay. Can you tell me what the names for the two political parties are?
Political parties.
Yeah, you vote. You're either A or A.
Oh, when you vote?
Mm-hmm. You have to say that you're on the...
Oh, right, on the right side or the wrong side. That's what you mean? Which one you want to vote for? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, okay, well, there are two parties, two political parties. You know what those are called?
The Rooster, wait, that's what you're on, the Rooster and the Duncan, or something like that?
Which is which?
Rooster. It's the Rooster and the Elephant.
Uh-huh.
And do we have a Duncan in there, too.
Okay. Do you know which party goes with which?
Yes, I do. That's the Duncan and the Elephant.
Okay. And do you have any other names for those?
A Republic. One is a Republic and one is Democrat.
Okay. Do you remember which is which?
I think that Elephant is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is a Republic.
Okay. What is a Rooster? What party is that? I haven't heard about that one.
Oh, he beats on there. I don't know whether he's, the others or what. I don't know what he is, but he beats that Rooster, beat that up.
You don't know which party?
No.
Okay. Where have you seen him?
I've seen him on the vote machine, mm-hmm. and then we had to always throw puts a bill and send it to your house mm-hmm. with them on there.
Okay. What would you call the type of person who, back in the 1960s, they had long hair, and they were very radical, they were usually students, they had long hair, and they're sort of dirty, and...
Indians? Not Indians.
No.
They have long hair.
Mm-hmm. There's a word, what would you call somebody who had long hair and wore beads and...
Oh, to the Africa people, so what, Africa?
No.
Well, the hair's not long. You mean just hanging long?
I'm talking about... Yeah, you remember when boys started wearing their hair really long?
Mm-hmm.
People called them something. They always wore blue jeans, real dirty clothes.
Oh! Wait a minute. And they'd be bare feet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Mind the weight. Wait, don't say that. Hippies.
Okay. Do
you think we still have 50s? Yeah, I don't see it that much. No. I see one downtown just one time. It's been a good little while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have no more like it used to be.
Okay. What would you call a friend of yours who is very, very close to you? I say a female friend
mm-hmm.
who is very, very close to you.
Friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a word to describe her as compared to somebody who you might not tell everything to?
Sometimes you can't trust them.
Right, yeah. What would you call a friend you really, really trust?
Devoted friend. Very devoted friend. That's what we call her, devoted friend.
Would you ever use best friend?
Best, either the devoted is most.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about when you were young? You might have an adult friend that you always went and talked to and everything. Do you have any names for that adult friend? Not necessarily your parents.
Well, yeah, I have an adult friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any names for them?
The same thing is it's just like someone you have an adult friend and you can go and tell them anything and they won't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be still a best friend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever used the words play mama or play daddy?
Mm-mm.
Or godfather?
Oh.
You heard those?
Yeah.